Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 5th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about floods that have hit parts of Mashonaland Central and West and also Manicaland Province.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.bioindebele.com.
Around the Chikuti area, which I border with Mangura, this is where we have witnessed some deaths, but in other areas, no. That is, at least it's a solace that no one was killed in my position. Only crops and livestock.
In Amalanga, all getting on, because I had Amalanga 3 days later.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about floods that have hit Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, and Manicaland provinces.
Authorities in Harare are reporting that over 10 people have lost their lives in different parts of the country after drowning in rivers flooded due to the incessant rains.
The Civil Protection Unit, or CPU, is battling to rescue scores of people marooned in some parts of Mashonaland Central. Thousands have been left homeless.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, let's go back for it.
Of course, we are urging our listeners and viewers to send us pictures of the areas that have been hit hardest by these floods. That is in Mashonaland Central and Mashonaland West and Manicaland. You can also send short video clips, say about a minute. We would greatly appreciate that. And of course, you can send them to our WhatsApp number, which is 001-202-465-0318. I will repeat the number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can send us pictures, or you can also send us short video clips, less than a minute. Ongu. Amadzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitaura nezve mafashamu emvura akanganisa vanhu vakawanda kunzvimbo dziri kuMashonaland West Province uko Mashonaland Central uye kwaMutare nedzimwewo nzvimbo dzemuHarare tiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vanhu vane dzimba dzavo dzakaputswa nemvura iyoyo uye vanhu gumi varasikirwa neupenyu vakawanda vasiyiwa vasina pekuisa musoro gibi.
Yebo hambe Zulu kandaba ndingachona njani lapho khona kona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo blessing hayi siyaphila kona siyezwa ukuthi kona ngapho ke eMashonaland West kuzobuya ke eManicaland lendaweni esijeneyo zelizwe kungani kule nkinga sibili yezikhukhula zamanzi sizwa kutwa ke abantu bathethwe ngamanzi abafika khona pho ichumi blessing singathi 10 bese kusiba abaningi kakhulu ama thousands sibili ongazani abasela lapho kuhlala khona siyakhumbula ukuthi nyakenye kwakwenzakala khonokho endaweni ezinjenge etsholotsho kuzobuya indawo ezinjenge tshiredzi kungani lakho kwenzakala sibili abantu bakhona lokho behlupheka so kathesi ke sizwe ukhuluma laphana ke lo mnumzana uKhayinde Sparadza esithi kodwa lapha khona balotshwana abantu bangazani babhubhile kodwa abanye bangikhona kungani bahlaselwe khonokho okuhluphayo so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu ye inombolo lishaye kanye lapha elikhona sizawulifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Wotani ngiphinde futhi inombolo leyo. Dinganike amalahle kumbe lidinge amapenseli phela. Libhaleke isibone ukuthi singenzani. 001-202-619-2077. Ye kunjalo fowethu.
I think we have our first guest. That is Honorable Roselyn Nkomo of Tsholotsho. Honorable Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you.
Honorable Nkomo?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I can hear clearly.
Yes. Honorable Nkomo, usually Tsholotsho is affected by floods year in, year out. How is the situation like at the moment?
It is bad. It's just as bad as last year. I've received so many reports from different wards that the houses are destroyed by rains, and also we have lightning destroyed about 4 goats and probably some donkeys. That is in a different word as well. And when we look at this situation, it looks like it's a continuous thing. As long as the rains are going to be there, yes, we really appreciate, we thank God for the rains. But because we have few rivers, and as a result, waters just go haywire. So that's the problem that we have in Tsholotsho.
Thank you.
We had about... Okay.
You can go ahead, it's okay. Yes.
Yes. Well, in Ward 8, especially in Ward 8, that was also the what that was last year, it was badly affected. In Chitachawa, that is Ward 8, Chitachawa, 6 homes destroyed. That was the report that I got yesterday. Probably today there are more homes. Chitachawa, 6 homes. Dudula, 7, including the councillor's house. Councillor Elmon Nube's home also was destroyed. In Jalume, 3 homes. Mutabubili, the kitchen was okay, it was on fire, that was lightning. Sases, but also 2 homes. And well, Matupula area, where Chief Matupula lives, at Mapili, there's also some homes that were destroyed. I'm not quite sure of the number because I'm still yet to find out. Actually, I'm scheduled to go tomorrow to the areas that are affected.
Thank you so much. Of course, what has been reported in the media mostly is what is happening in Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, and also Manicaland. And now the Tsholotsho MP is telling us that all is not well in Tsholotsho as well. Now we are being joined by Mr. Tekmo Mazuruse, who is the spokesperson for the Red Cross. Mr. Mazuruse, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great, and thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, if you can.
Yes, Mr. Mazuru, say, you issued a statement this morning concerning the floods. Can you tell us, what are you getting there? What are you saying?
We are saying over 700 households have been affected by the floods, and most of these people have been left homeless, some displaced. And Zimbabwe Red Cross Society, through its provincial structures, is actually carrying out some assessments and repositioning itself together with other players to assist affected families.
And what are some of the hardest hit areas, Mr. Mazuruse, from what is coming from your members who are on the ground?
The hardest hit areas include in Mashonaland and Central areas like Mzarabani, Ndire, Mkumbura, Mount Jarwe, and we also have areas in Mashonaland West. Areas like Zimba, they are also affected. Manikaland, we have the Chipinge area. And then in Mashingo, we have Malipati. These are some of the most affected areas. And, in Harare, we also have areas like Hopley. We also have areas like Chitungwiza, St. Mary's. And some parts of Equus, where houses are actually falling down. Midlands province, you also have Gokwe, where over 19 houses have been reported to have, you know, fallen down because of the rain.
So this problem is actually bigger than is being reported because you are touching areas like Harare, Chitungwiza, Hopefully, Honorable Nkomo is talking about Cholocho. So this seems to be widespread. Of course, tinemwe mutereri wedu, anova mugari weku Mount Darwin iko koko. Va hamaru oko chachukoka. Magadi?
Ndiripo magadi, baba.
Aiwa, isu tirinani. Mungatu zoti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yenyu?
Kuno mvura iri kunaya zvakanyanya. Sofa iri kutonaya izvozvi. Mawadzi mazhinji emuunzaro inoti pato vane dambudziko rekudonha kwedzimba nemahozi zvikafu anenge ari kutodonha izvozvi. Minda inenge yairedzwa zvakanyanya zvekuti vanhu vakambopirwa mbeu apo nepapo. Asi panenge paakutorai mbeu yekuti vanhu vapedzara bhekezi mvura yacho inenge iri kutonaya zvekutoparadza.
Hakuna wakarasikirwa neupenyu here munharaunda yenyu? Chii chamakaita kuti muzvidzivirire?
Kupa hapana zvaitwa uye hatisati tanzwa kuti pana akarasikirwa neupenyu pane zvino. Asi nhauhuru iri kuitika ndeyekuti vanhu pavanoirwa mumatambudziko akafanana nemafashamu iwayayo ndekunga makore akati wandei akangotevedzana vanhu vachiita dambudziko rimwe chetinero. Asi nenhau yekuti vanhu vari kuti vakabatsirwa vanovarapirwa zvinhu kana kuti vanopirwa zvinhu zvetemporary. Saka kuvaka kwavanozongoita vanongovaka dzimba dzinenge dzinetsaona zvekare muupenyu hwavo. Saka idambudziko ratiri kusangana naro kuti dei hurumende ichikwanisa yagona kupedza dambudziko rekuti kana ichibatsira vanhu vagone kuvaka dzimba dziri pemanende.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachatyoka. Rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about flooding. Many areas have been affected in Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, Manikaland, Midlands, and also in Cholocho, Gibbs. And of course, like Mr. Chachkoka is saying, he's in Mount Darwin North. He's saying the situation is not good and it's actually raining at the moment. Fields have been flooded. Their granaries have been swept away and the situation is desperate. And he's also saying that the problem is that they are facing this problem of flooding every year. And many people have structures that are not permanent. So he's urging the government to at least help them in building structures that are more permanent and that will not be swept away by the floods.
Yes, well, we are going to go to the Lapokona. Yeah, we are going to go to the Bonazani. We are going to go to the Bonazani. We are going to go
okwamanje angatholi lutho lokuthi ngibone ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo phela kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi uze ukwazi umele ube ukhona endizeni yakhona ngoba anti kulalaba abakhangale beyunithi le abakhangeli ukuthi laba amafulazi nxa kwenzakale kwanje ezongezi u-m p engangeniswa phakathi kwakhona kuba nzima ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi athe sikuyini okulandelayo. Kusho ukuthi uyakusebenza uwedwa, udinga uwedwa. Njengoba ngike ngatsho ukuthi eCholocho kuningi osokuwonakele angazinde ngaphinda njalo ukuthi abezisindelele babuzuzise isikhathi sikhona sithi kuward 8 ehitashawa imizi idilikile and lingananzelela ukuthi last year ward 8 was also affected lanxa kwakulamanye amawadi ward 8 lo ward 5 labo ward 3 and labo ward I think also ward 6 ward idilikile imizi but ungakhangela siyabelokho sikhuluma same places odalume imizi engu-3 entulula kulo councilor kulezinto ezingu-7 lo councilor laye wakho umuzi udilikile ukuthi abubili kuthe umuzi kacrosh uchile umakhuputane kosevana uchisile sibili isasetha iziphala zithile ndike manje nxa uthelwa isiphala kathesi ukuthi uyakuphileni ngeli khona kuvele kube kulobunzima last year ngenxa yamanzi ukuthi uthi abantu ababengasela kudla ngenxa yesithi imizini itho ukuthi imizi eminingi lenziiqhudi into eziphala ngale lakho emaphili la imizi la ezifuyo zifile so kulobunzima ngoba last year abantu bazuze impahla kuphela lokudla okungayindawo and yethi lokho kokukhulunywa ngesinye sikhulume ukuthi khona akula kuyadingakala imizi enganeqinile kulezo ndawo ezinjalo ezimele zikhangele ukuthi kambe kuhlala kunjalo singabe lokho sithi oright lanika izithwala sibenekile impahla but isikhathi azingekho ngiyake ngeza last year ngani ukuthi abazaphiwa amasamende ndo bazaphiwane but nxa ngihamba mina angiboni lutho olukhanyayo ukuthi nakukwenzwa lokhu nalokhu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sizabuya futhi kuwe khonapho-ke ubambe ucingo siyabuya-ke sixoxeni kanjalo. Yeah, so what Mrs. Nkomo is saying is that some of the affected villages were actually affected last year by the floods. So at the end of the day, she says, there were reports that the government was trying to build some better houses for these people, but nothing happened. So she says it would be better for people to have maybe some better replacements in terms of houses than to every year, you know, fight against these floods in a way that is very disappointing. And she went on to say that some domestic animals have been killed as well in Cholocho and in the same area where they were affected by floods last year.
Of course, that's a problem because they are a source of livelihood for most people who live in the rural areas. Mr. Mazuru, say, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yes, tell us, what is the Red Cross doing to assist the flood victims? And if there are people who want to help, where should they go? And when we talk about helping the victims, what things are you looking at?
Thank you very much. What the Red Cross is doing is that we are looking at the basic needs for the people, like shelter, you know, provision of tents and tarpaulins for shelter, provision of blankets, provision of water buckets for safe storage of water, especially given that some of the water sources are actually being destroyed. We're also looking at food relief items, and then we're also looking at other, you know, issues to do with health and hygiene promotion, and then as part of our, you know, usual way of operation, when such a disaster strikes, we actually make an appeal to the international community, the international Red Cross family, that we actually get some support towards our intervention. So as we speak, we're actually in the process of applying for a disaster relief fund that can actually augment our efforts. And we continue consulting with other relevant stakeholders and of course our provincial structure so that we get the true picture of what is obtaining on the ground to be able to better assist the victims.
You said you appeal to the international community. Do you know exactly how much you are looking at here? The rough estimate?
The exact figures should be ready by tomorrow because just today we're actually consolidating figures with reports streaming in from the various affected areas.
And then you can go ahead.
Okay. I think in terms of support, we are not limiting it to the international community alone. We are saying local corporates, other humanitarian players, the church community, and NVIDIA can also play their part by, you know, complementing our efforts and those of the Civil Protection Unit and the Minister of Health and Child Welfare, which is also involved. Mm-hmm. So we are calling on Zimbabweans from all walks of life to actually, you know, come to our, you know, various offices around Zimbabwe and donate in cash, in kind, material support, food, you know, clothing, anything that they should can be of help to the victims is actually welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mazuruse. Do stay on the line. Ongu, vana ve Zimbabwe mazvinzwira. Vamazuruse vari kuti vari kutsvaga zvinhu. Kwete kuneve kunze chete, asi kuti vari muZimbabwe vanokwanisa kubatsira zvinhu zvamunokwanisa kunge muchiendesa Great Cross. Zvinhu zvakaita semagudza, chikafu chiya chisingakurumidze kuora. Muchiendesawo zvekudya zvimwe vari matende, vamwe vane hembe dzavasingadi dziya dzinokwanisa kuenda unopuwawo vamwe nekuti dzimba dzatakurwa nemvura, zvinhu zvakaitawo sebhutsu, zvimwe zvinhu zvamunenge muchikwanisa kuendesa ikoko kana mvura yakachena, nekuti vanhu ivava kana kwadai so mavanomwa mvura matsima aya anenge azarawo mvura inenge yakasviba. Vari kuti munokwanisa kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kune mahofisi eRed Cross. Regai titore muteereri wedu wekutanga. Mukoma Peter, makadii? Nhare yavo inenge isina kuita zvakanaka. Gibbs.
So singabuyera ke kukosikazi Roslyn Nkomo kona apo ke kuBulawayo. Sizwa abantu nxa ukhangele ubona zani bafuna ukuthi baphiweni nxa sokulesehlakalo esinje.
Siyabonga ngimzwile udaka weRed Cross, ubaba weRed Cross ekhuluma ukuthi yena hayi bayazama imizamo yonke yokucela kwamanye amazwe athize. Kuyabongeka lokhu. Yebo, ungaletha impahla abasoze bayamukela abantu bakamlimu, ukudla ikakhulu bayamukela labo, kodwa yesikhalazo sami yiso sona sokuthi khona akwenzakali yini ukuthi kambe abantu labo baphiwe ukuhlala lakho okungcono okuhle, ngoba phela lokho beshezi khonapho and kuzakwenzakala futhi lini izulu lokho kudilika futhi angazi ukuthi angeke aba yiplani yini engafakwa ncesince ngohulumende ukuthi kakasizameli leyo plani yokuthi kwathiwa ama-permanent structures. Ngoba sibele Red Cross bayafika bafaka amatende abo, kodwa amatende phela nxa itende ke liyaphela layo. Angeke wathi u-permanent usetendeni, ilokhu i-temporary kuyabongeka siyini. Kodwa-ke yebo, abantu labana banida nje ukuthi bancediswe ukuthi ufakanini lokhu lapho okuthayeka khona izitina kakuthayeka izitina, lapho ungatheka izitina kakukwanga omunye zamo, kwakhiwe izinto ezizakuma zibe into ephilileyo. Yebo, singakhanya ngazani ilizwe lethu kalimanga kuhle kangako. Ngingakhanya ngazani ngikhuluma nje ngintela, kodwa-ke lokhu kwabantu labo abahluphekileyo kuyafunakala ukuthi kwenzakale.
Siyakuzwa. Phela umnumzana we-Red Cross lapho
ingancedeka.
Ungakhuluma laye umnumzana Mazuruse, ukhulume laye ngesilungu ngakhona. Uyenelisa yini ukukhuluma laye umnumzana uMazuruse we-Red Cross ngakhona kokuthi ongenziwa umbuze ngesilungu khonapho?
Mazuruse yena ukhuluma isikhiwa sishona konke zonke indimi ngiyakhuluma, ngakhulume naye ngesishona nangesikhiwa.
Ngicela umbuze khona kokade ukhuluma ngakho.
Ulalele?
Ulalele ye.
Ngesikhiwa.
Okay, ngesikhiwa. Good evening, Mr. Mazuruse. Is it not possible for us to... okay, we appreciate, I've been listening to what you've been saying, that you are actually sourcing out, you are appealing to international community, appealing to the Zimbabweans and everybody to give us foodstuff, clothes, and so forth. But is it not something that you can put into your appeals to say, these people, they really need permanent structures, things like brickwork, you know, cement, so that they can, you know, zinc or asbestos, whichever, so that they could have something that when the rains come is something that is really, it cannot be destroyed easily.
Mr. Mazuruse?
Yes, I heard you. It is very important, you know, what he's saying. You know, the issue that you know, during such disasters, there is what we call an emergency intervention, and of course, in such emergency situations, sometimes it's difficult for you to really, you know, go all out and say you are, you know, constructing permanent structures. Of course, we'll be putting up tents so that the people can have something temporary for them to stay in. But of course, the disaster is a process, you know, from, you know, the intervention process to, you know, the rehabilitation process. Obviously, we'll be wanting to look at issues like, you know, permanent structures for the victims. So it's very important, actually, you know, consider having, you know, permanent structures. But presently, of course, the most important issue is actually make sure that the people are safe. And, you know, tents and other, you know, temporary, you know, interventions can help. But, you know, looking into the future, we also need to consider having permanent structures for the victims.
Thank you, Mr. Mazuruse. Please do stay on the line. Regatiedze kutaura na Mkoma Peter zvakare. Mkoma Peter? Mkoma Peter?
How are you?
Tiri nani zvedu muri kupi? Tiripo muri kupi? Kuno kuri nani hako? Oh, tanzwa kuti uchitungwiza kwaitawo dambudziko. Zviri kufamba sei?
Mvura iri kwese kwese, vanhu zvamuri kuona kuti ndoritatambudziko irikundosema munhu wese kuti mvura yamafuradi iyo nedzimba dhatina kuvakwa zvepamutemo dzaafectwa tinozaitozapfaradzwa pamhiri kwaokuriapo pane vanhu vakapiwa dzimba vakapiwa panguva yayo muramba tsvina iyai vaafectwa ikoko. But in each and every chamber, the chamber could be, yes, when I remember, when I grew up, remember, you are going to verify, you are going to chat, you are going to chat, and 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 you
tinotenda zvikuru Mkoma Peter. Tinotenda zvikuru. Although yedu Mkoma Peter tisingati ninga anoba asina kuendeswa kubatare. Zvinenge zviri kumatare hazvo izvozvo. Of course, what Peter is saying is that he is not happy that there is a disaster unfolding. And the president and his family are still in the Far East on holiday. He's also complaining about the infrastructure, especially roads. And, of course, he's saying that most ministers are corrupt. And like I was telling him, you know, that is up to the courts. Studio 7 is certainly not a kangaroo court or any court for that matter.
That's right.
You know, so you might say, alleged to have done
that's right,
this
yes,
and that.
Yes, yeah.
Of course, we'll continue with this program. Unfortunately, for our radio listeners, we end here. But we are streaming live. So go to www.voastudio7.com and press on live talk. Honorable Nkomo, Mr. Mazuruse, and Mr. Chachkoka, please do stay on the line. Rambai zvenyu makabata. Nare dzenyu, this is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, libambe sise spendwe kona poke ingamafutani sacha nje amanzi. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC. Stay tuned.